Long ago, in the town of Galway in the country of Ireland, there lived a little girl named Annie O'Reilly and her famous dancing pig. Annie O'Reilly's pig was a wonder to behold. His skin was a beautiful bright pink, and Annie O'Reilly washed him and scrubbed him every single day, so his skin just glistened and shone. Every Saturday morning, all the people in that part of Ireland came into the town of Galway to the market. They came bringing their vegetables and their fruits, their cows, their pigs, and their chickens. Some were coming to buy, and some were coming to sell. Every Saturday morning, Annie O'Reilly came walking proudly into town with her beautiful pink pig. Now, they had to walk by the butcher shop just before they reached the town square. The butcher shop was filled with ham and bacon and pork chops and steak and lamb and mutton. Every Saturday, as Annie O'Reilly and her famous pig walked by, Mr. Hogan, the butcher, he'd come out of his shop and greet the two of them. He always said exactly the same thing. "Well now, Miss Annie O'Reilly, isn't that a fine fat pig you have there? By God, you must sell him to me. Sure, I could make the most delicious ham and bacon out of him you ever tasted in your life." "No, no, Mr. Hogan, under no circumstance whatsoever would I sell you this pig. I love him, and I'd never let him be made into bacon and ham. Besides, he's a very special pig." "Is that so? And what, may I ask, is so very special about this pig of yours?" Well, when everybody in the village square heard those words, they knew it was time. They all stopped whatever they were doing, and they formed a big circle around Annie O'Reilly and her famous pig. She looked down at the pig and smiled. He looked up at her and waited. Then Annie O'Reilly began to sing. "There once was a pig, a dancing pig. He twirled and he swirled and he danced a jig." As soon as she began to sing, the pig began to dance. First he danced on his front legs and then on his hind legs. Then he gave a flying leap up into the air, twirled around and landed down, lightly dancing again on his front legs. Annie O'Reilly sang and sang, and the pig danced and danced. And when the performance was over, the crowd clapped and clapped, and they all yelled, "Hooray! Hooray for Annie O'Reilly and her magic dancing pig!" One day, something different happened. Just when the pig stopped dancing, and right in the middle of all the applause, a man no one had ever seen before came walking over to Annie O'Reilly.
"Excuse me, Miss O'Reilly. I'm the man from the circus. I've come here to offer you a good price for this pig. Sell your pig to me, little girl, and I'll make him famous. I'll put him in me circus, and I'll have him performing from Galway to Dublin, from Dublin to Cork. I'll have huge banners posted up throughout the countryside announcing his arrival in every town. Annie O'Reilly's famous magic dancing pig."
"Oh, no, sir. No, I'm terrible sorry, sir, but this pig is not for sale. See, I love him, and I want to keep him right here in Galway with me. I would never, ever sell this pig."
Well, the man from the circus was disappointed. But what could he do? She wouldn't sell the pig. So the pig stayed in Galway, and everybody was happy. He danced at the market every Saturday, and he danced on the tables at the pub on Saturday night. On Sundays, he led all the children dancing home from the church to their dinners. Then the cruel king heard about the dancing pig. The cruel king's grandfather had come over from England long ago and stolen the land away from the people of Galway. Now his grandson lived in a huge, ugly castle high up on the top of the hill, just overlooking Galway. Most of the people had to pay him rent on their houses and land, and they were scared to death to be even one day late. Meanwhile, the king heard about the dancing pig, and he was very interested.
Well now, why hasn't anyone told me about this pig before now? Why hasn't anyone brought this pig and this Annie O, whatever her name is, up to the castle? Arrange for a performance at once.
Well, everybody in Galway heard that Annie O'Reilly and the magic dancing pig were going to perform for the king.
Ah, by God, maybe if he likes them, he'll find it in his heart to treat us better. I wouldn't bet on it, but anyway, it's a great honor.
When Annie O'Reilly's mother realized that her daughter was truly going to perform for the king, she made Annie a beautiful lace dress to wear for her royal performance. Annie O'Reilly took the leftover lace and she made a beautiful lace collar for the pig. Finally, the day came. Everybody was out on the street watching Annie O'Reilly and the pig walk up the hill to the castle.
Goodbye and good luck!
They walked and they walked way up to the top of the hill and they finally reached the castle. Two guards opened up the iron gates. Two more guards opened up the heavy stone door to the palace. Ba-boom! Then they were led up the red velvet carpeted staircase to the ballroom on the second floor. Annie O'Reilly just stared and stared when they reached that ballroom. There were oriental carpets on the floor. There were silken tapestries on the walls. There were huge chandeliers hanging from the ceiling. There were lords and ladies and princes and princesses and the queen and the king. Sitting on a red velvet throne with a gold crown on his head inlaid with diamonds and rubies.
Oh, good morning, Your Royal Highness, Your Majesty. Good morning, Your Royal Highness, and thank you so very much for inviting us to the palace. It's a grand honor. We're so very thankful, Your Majesty.
Annie O'Reilly was so nervous, she was stuttering and stammering and tumbling all over with words and curtsying before the king over and over again.
All right, that's enough of that. I didn't bring you up here to the castle to watch you curtsy, Miss Annie O, whatever your name is. I brought you up here so I could see the pig dance. All these people are here waiting to see the performance. I command you to stop curtsying and start at once.
Well, Annie O'Reilly was so nervous, she almost started up all over again, curtsying and begging the king's pardon. Fortunately, at that moment, she looked down at the pig. The pig was as cool as a cucumber. He was ready to perform. He wasn't the least bit nervous. As Annie O'Reilly looked down at him, she felt much calmer, too. She smiled at the pig, looked around at her audience, and began to sing.
There once was a pig, a dancing pig. He twirled and he swirled and he danced a jig.
And the minute she sang, the pig began to dance. First on his front legs and then on his hind legs. Then he gave a huge leap up into the air and landed down again, lightly dancing on his front legs. He danced and he danced, and Annie O'Reilly sang. And when they finished, the lords and the ladies, the princes and the princesses, the king and the queen all clapped and clapped and clapped.
Well now, Miss Annie O, whatever, that was well worth my time. That was a splendid performance indeed. Now, I would like to buy this pig from you. How much money do you want for him? Name your price.
Oh, I'm terrible sorry, Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness. This pig has no price on him. See, I love him, and I don't ever want to sell him.
Oh, is that so? Did you all hear what the little girl said? There's no price on the pig. The pig is free. Well, that's lovely. That's positively grand. In that case, guards, take the pig away from Annie O. Whatever and take her down the stairs and throw her out of the palace.
And even though the pig squealed and wriggled and tried to get free, two guards seized him and kept him, and two other guards picked up Annie O'Reilly and took her down the stairs. They opened up the heavy stone door, ba-boom, and they opened up the creaky iron gate, and they took her across the road from the palace and threw her in the soft green grass. Then they went back inside, leaving her sitting in the grass, crying. But Annie O'Reilly didn't cry for long. All of a sudden, she thought about what was probably going to happen in the castle, and a little smile came over her face. Upstairs in the grand ballroom, the king was triumphant.
Good, good! Now we have the pig, and we certainly do not need that foolish little girl to sing for us. We shall do the singing, every one of us.
And all the lords and the ladies and the princes and the princesses and the king and the queen began to sing Annie O'Reilly's song. And sure enough, the pig began to dance. And all the lords and the ladies and the princes and the princesses and the king and the queen, well, they all began to dance as well. And they were all having a wonderful time. They sang and they danced and they danced and they sang until they were all quite exhausted.
All right, said the king. That's enough dancing now.
And he tried to stop dancing. And everybody else tried to stop dancing, but nobody could stop dancing.
I said, everybody stop dancing!
But they all went on dancing, whether they wanted to or not. And the queen was huffing and puffing and looking quite sick. And the king was holding on to his heart and holding on to the crown on his head at the same time. His face was bright red, and the sweat was pouring down his royal purple velvet robe.
Oh, I know exactly what's wrong. Magic dancing pig, you stop dancing. Stop dancing at once.
But the magic dancing pig did not stop dancing.
Magic dancing pig, did you hear me? I command you, by the order of the king, stop dancing at once.
But the magic dancing pig, he did not care about the order of the king. And the magic dancing pig was not the least bit tired of dancing. In fact, he soon began dancing faster and faster, and he danced right out of the grand ballroom, and he led all the lords and the ladies and the princes and the princesses and the king and the queen. He led them all dancing faster and faster out of the grand ballroom and down the red velvet carpeted staircase. He led them dancing past the heavy stone doors, ba-boom, which one of the guards managed to open while dancing, and outside of the creaky iron gates, which two other guards managed to open while dancing, and he led them dancing across the road to where Annie O'Reilly was still sitting in the soft green grass.
Ew, Annie O, whatever your name is, make your pig stop dancing!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Your Royal Highness, but he's not my own pig anymore. Do not remember, you took him from me, so you will have to stop him from dancing.
I can't! Look, I'll give you back the pig. Do you hear me? He's your pig, Miss O'Reilly. Please, just make him stop dancing.
Ah, well, now, in that case...
And Annie O'Reilly stood up. She smiled down at the pig, and she started singing.
There once was a pig, a dancing pig. He twirled and he swirled and he danced a jig.
As soon as Annie O'Reilly stopped singing, the magic dancing pig stopped dancing. And all the lords and the ladies, the princes and the princesses, the queen and the king, they all stopped dancing so fast, they all fell down in a huge heap on the soft green grass. The king's crown
fell off of his head and rolled away. But one of the guards managed to crawl over and give it back to him.
The royalty began picking themselves up and walking very slowly across the road back to the castle.
Annie O'Reilly smiled at the pig and stroked his beautiful pink skin. She gave a low whistle.
"Come along, piggy. You've done very well this day, so you have. Oh, I'm very proud of you."
"I don't suppose the king realized just how magic you are, did he?" And Annie O'Reilly and the magic dancing pig walked and skipped and danced and ran all the way down the hill together. When the people of Galway saw them coming, they all let out a huge cheer. "Hooray for Annie O'Reilly and her famous dancing pig!" And that night, the magic pig did not sleep out back of the house in the shed the way he usually did. Oh, no. That night, he slept right at the bottom of Annie O'Reilly's bed, wrapped snug in a beautiful pink blanket, just the very same color as his beautiful pink skin. As for the cruel king, he never danced again in his whole entire life. He was terribly afraid of pigs, and he treated the Irish people of Galway with just a bit more respect.